Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone, from Mulligan's 310 West. All right, there we go. 310 West Hildreth Avenue here at Mulligan's. And for those of you on YouTube, thanks to Johnny Z, his wife Bonnie, and a team of artistes here at the Jersey Shore, Dan and I are just modeling now the, had it on backwards, that's it, better this way, the new Mulligan's t-shirt just debuting today, our Summer White House, with the Mulligan's logo in front of the White House, the guy on a surfboard. No, it's not Joe Biden. It's some caricature. Well, Joe Biden is a caricature, so maybe the second version of this might have the Bidens on a surfboard leaving, even though I'm still in the camp that says no. That's not going to happen, even though there are all kinds of stories out there today telling us that Biden's talking to allies about maybe I ought to leave. Is that really a ploy to gain sympathy? Is it really what he's thinking? But Jim cut six this yesterday from the news conference, KJP, the French woman, confirming Hunter Biden. Just picture you're in corporate America. And somebody like Hunter Biden is sent in to scrutinize you. Is there never a new low with this guy, with Hunter Biden? He is the face of privilege. He's walking privilege. He is in the meetings scrutinizing what the advisors are coming up with. And then making decisions on whether he likes that or not, as far as how to proceed. What's been his background to being a lofty level? Well, just think about it. He's still alive. He's gotten through everything imaginable. So he's a survivor, I guess. He learned a lot with crackheads and hookers and other degenerates and other members of the Biden family. Imagine, this is your conduit. Biden says he's the smartest man he knows. How would you like to see some kind of Jeopardy game with Hunter Biden? What categories? You can hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210. What should be the Hunter Biden categories on Twitter, on the Jeopardy? All right, here's a little bit of that explanation why Hunter Biden is in these meetings.
Why is the president's son involved?
So a couple of things I do. I saw that reporting as I was coming out, so a couple of things there. Look, the president, as you know, is very close to his family. This is a holiday week, 4th of July. He spent time with his family, as you all know and reported, at Camp David. Hunter came back with him and walked with him into that meeting, that prep, that speech prep. And he ended up spending time with his dad and his family that night. That is basically what happened. It is a week where there's going to be more family members who are going to come to the White House. I'm sure you'll see some of them on 4th of July. Many more are expected to be here.
Yeah. Being in the White House. The question, though, would be, is he participating in meetings with senior advisors?
What I can say is that he came back with his dad from Camp David. He walked him into the speech prep, and he was in the room. But I can tell you he was in the room.
All right, there you go. Hunter Biden in the room. In what condition? And have we found who that cocaine belongs to yet? No. All right, so we got a lot of people stopping by. Still have room for you, though, as people come in here to Mulligan's, the Summer White House, 310 West Hildreth Avenue. That's where you find us, right in the heart of Wildwood. We'll bring you some stuff from the shore. We have our Patriot of the Year, Robin Schaefer, who parachuted yesterday, sent me something for the they're not fooling around, these guys. If Governor Murphy thinks he's putting those towers in there, these guys are parachuting. He parachuted as a stunt to publicize that we're going to start somewhere over Ocean City, I believe.
Why did you not go?
Well, that's right. I was certified by Ripcord, so I wouldn't need any more lessons to jump out of a plane. I got to think of what I would jump out of the plane for. So he'll be here, and Jeff Van Drew, if you want to meet the congressman, great guy, will be here at 1:30, and we'll have everything in the news with him, and we'll have a little scotch contest. Can we identify the scotch of the day with Johnny Z? We have the candidate for the Senate, Curtis Bashaw, Republican side. He's here at 1 o'clock. He's got a real shot this year, and Sea Squash, the new Wildwood mascot, sort of. We don't know if they disavow him. It's kind of a rogue mascot. He is going to be here, and his handler will take all of your questions. We have a ton of them about this new development. I don't know if Ocean City has a mascot or not, but the Wildwoods do. Now, in the big picture out there, Jake Tapper, of all people, led his show yesterday, citing George Orwell and saying the Democratic Party is very reminiscent of 1984. The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. It's one of my favorites. The movie's not so good with Richard Burton as the torturer, but the book, all time, this is the Democrat Party. Don't look at your eyes. Don't look at what we're seeing with Biden. But my take on it, you have some Republicans today saying we ought to push for the 25th Amendment. No, 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 no. We want Biden to stay there. They're killing each other internally. I want Biden to be the candidate. I don't believe you can come back from that debate. There is no way. Not that I'm afraid of Kamala Harris, who looks like they, as I predicted, would be their candidate. They're not going to let Newsom or Josh Shapiro jump. Can you imagine Kamala Harris and tell him, hey, Josh Shapiro is going to be our nominee, not you? You know, that talk to say, getting her ready for that. And Dan, you know, she's going to say, oh, I'm on the Supreme Court. That'll be good. There's no way any of that's happening. So it looks like Kamala Harris would be the person that would be tagged in. And Republicans running commercials, all they'd have to do is play the cackle for a minute straight would be the best way to go, as opposed to anything of substance.
It is very evil sounding. It's like a Disney villain.
The Venn diagram and the cackle. And I would just show the footage of her with Montel Williams. Mm-hmm. Montel showing her off for no apparent reason as she made her way to the top. Willie Brown was after that, but it was Montel Williams. By the way, we all know I was on the Montel Williams.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Yes. It went very well. I made a guess. The guest walked out during the debate. So it went pretty well. All right. So, no, stop this 25th Amendment talk. Let's not go with that. That's not the way to go. And Stormy Daniels now is being redeployed. Mm-hmm. She was on with Rachel Maddow last night. Listen to this conversation. Rachel Maddow did not know why an adult film company would sponsor a hole at a golf tournament.
A what?
A hole at a golf tournament. Not a hole in one, but a hole at a golf tournament. Yes, here in the peanut gallery here in Mulligan's, they're getting what Rachel Maddow did not. Here is Stormy Daniels being redeployed to say, imagine what he would do to me in a second Trump administration. So we're supposed to vote because we have sympathy for Stormy Daniels.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. Yep. That's the vote we're looking for. Here is Stormy explaining to Rachel Maddow why on certain golf tournaments, adult film stars are on a hole.
Can I just stop there for a second? This is a really stupid question, though. I'm sorry. Yeah, why does an adult film company sponsor a hole at a golf tournament? Is it because it's funny because of the word hole?
You're running one of my stand-up jokes, Rachel.
Oh, no. I mean, here's me, total prude, unable to talk about this, that I'm sitting. They've sponsored a hole, and I had to keep saying it over and over again. It almost killed me.
Yeah.
That's why it's funny?
I think it is. Now that you've ruined my comedy act, I can say it's basically like, so they brought myself and some of the other stars, they brought their own holes to the hole, so it's like bringing sand to the beach. Thank you.
Well done. Thank you. Here all week. Try the veal.
All right. Thank you, Rachel Maddow. But Stormy Daniels suddenly is out there doing exclusive interviews. Why? They're trying to deflect. They're trying to do whatever they can. Now, George Stephanopoulos on Friday is interviewing President Trump. Stephanopoulos is the tag-in guy when you want to pump somebody up. Or Dan the conspirator might say, no, Stephanopoulos is being tagged in to take out Joe Biden. In other words, he's going to nail him. So you may want to call throughout the show. I put it up on Twitter. The favorite seems to be an ice cream question. What are some of the softballs Stephanopoulos will throw? Like, what is really your favorite ice cream? What were you thinking at the end? Can you finish that sentence since you didn't finish it there?
What brand spray tan did you use last week?
How bad is Donald Trump really? What was it like being on a stage with a guy who wouldn't even look like you? Okay?
How great of a wife is Jill?
That's right. What is Jill's favorite color?
You know, Jill's right in all the questions.
You know, I hear that Hunter is in the meetings now. You say he's the smartest guy ever. Tell us why, Mr. President. All right, so it's going to be heavily edited. Is Stephanopoulos being sent in to take him out or to pump him up? And it's impossible to pump him up. I mean, you're going to look incredibly silly if you try to do that. And he can't get through any kind of questioning. So it's going to be a very interesting interview to see. All right, let me give you the side question today. We played the voice, and I'll play it in a minute, of Debbie Wasserman Schultz the other day, who surfaced, talking about only the elites are the ones that are against President Biden here, not the average people. They don't care with what they saw the other night.
Yep.
And we heard the voice, and we thought of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It is beyond grating. So hit us with somebody you could not stand being trapped in an elevator with, or somehow or another a social gathering, or at home, for any length of time. Hit us with that, and you do that by getting in at 855-839-1210. I'm not saying this politically, but I'm going to take off the board Dr. Jill Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Voice,
yep.
That kind of presentation to pre-K, the screechiness of it, the screaming, sounds the like more every, Joe goes down. I'm going to take Dr. Jill Biden.
Like an episode of Sesame Street with her every
yes.
time. How about yesterday we got a call, someone said Keith Olbermann, great answer.
Absolutely a good one.
And Joy Behar would be my personal answer.
Okay.
And how about, let's take the political answer of Hillary Clinton off the board as well, Dom.
All right. So we very misogynistic here.
Well, keep the guy. Come on.
I mean, it's the truth.
Yeah.
All right. Hit us with yours. Your name will go into the hat. Here at Mulligan's, that's 310 West Hildreth Avenue. Wildwood, you can see, is starting to mass for July 4th. This is always a great spot. We'll have Jeff Van Drew here. We have our Patriot of the Year. We have great food with Johnny, and it's just a great spot. You can see the Summer White House shirts, too, are a collector's item. 310 West Hildreth Avenue, right in the heart of Wildwood. Love to have you stop by if we haven't met. Some of the regulars here, too. We have people that call in frequently. Of course, the Earl of Tacconi. But I've met Drew of Upper Darby, Dave of Somerset, and Rich of Westchester. All have called in. They're all here together. I mean, this is a bonding experience second to nothing like it in talk radio. So if you want to come by, say hello, have a couple drinks right after work, if you're getting off at noon today, something like that, jump in at 855-839-1210-2. We'll take your calls. Our eye is on the big picture, though. Does anything more happen today? Biden's not going to drop out before this interview. That's going to happen. They're going to see how that plays out. By next week, could he? Potentially. I still think they stick in. And I think it really sticks in their craw that it would be Kamala Harris, given the obvious bad blood between Kamala Harris and Dr. Jill Biden. She's the one that said, yeah, Biden was always with segregationists, which he was. All right, so 855-839-1210. You get in on Talk Radio 1210.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more rings, two more,
you deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Dom time on the road at the Summer White House, 310 West Hildreth Avenue, the best place to be if you're coming anywhere at the Jersey Shore. Mulligan Shore Bar, great food, great drink. And, of course, a lot of listeners here. You'll really enjoy your time. All right, I didn't know this until I saw it late last night. But in town this week are 7,000 of the nation's finest. NEA delegates, National Education Association, led by the Pringle. That's Betsy Pringle is in town. Now, you would think, what would you think the agenda would be at the NEA convention? You would think, here in Philadelphia, over July 4th, they would be talking about COVID, post-COVID, what do we do to get these kids back on track? Oh, no. They have 18 business items that are about sticking it to Israel. So today in downtown Philadelphia at around 4:30, you're going to see protesters on both sides, those that support Israel, Jewish educators, some of them, and then the rabble on the other side. They're debating about National Hijab Day. Now, I don't celebrate National Hijab Day. In America, if you want to do that, that's fine. But I find it to be, diminishing to women. And I'm sticking by that. And in America, I have a right to say that. They're talking about, at the NEA today, the head was asked, well, what's on the mind of teachers? And she said, what's on their mind, the Pringle, Betsy Pringle.
Becky Pringle,
saying that, wait a minute, I can't teach about slavery? What kind of crazy world is this? Can I teach about Harriet Tubman? Then she was asked, what is the theme of this convention? It's to promote public education as a common good, as the foundation of our democracy. Well, I reject that, Becky Pringle.
Let's go to the Pringle lady.
The Pringle lady, yeah. I reject that. It is not anymore. They're not the foundation of anything. She says we have legislation across the country, a deliberate effort to dismantle public schools. A democratic society is based on that. If we don't have an educated citizenry that can use critical thinking skills, you're not going to have democracy. So the Inquirer asked her this question. And Roe, this is Rosefield. I'm curious what you think about the science of reading movement and the calls for schools to adopt a more structured literacy approach. Now, science, that's where we are right now. We know how to teach reading. Think phonics. They don't like it. Think structure, the science of it. They don't want to do that because it interferes with their ideology. Pringle says, unless and until educators are at the core of my conversation about what happens in reading or science or math, the educators have to be given the resources. The educators in schools have to have funding to implement anything they do with fidelity. There's no answer there. The Inquirer says NEA members will be voting this week on calls for the union to align with the boycott, divest, and sanctions movement. That's the movement that wants to attack Israel. She said that... Pringle said, our board of directors came together. We're on record calling for a ceasefire, the return of all hostages. We talk about the need of working toward the future where both Palestinians and Israelis have a homeland. We call for addressing the rise in Islamophobia and the continuous learning of people ourselves. Now, the Inquirer doesn't challenge any of this, and I have the questions they're going to be asking. So I guess the question more broadly is, I don't think people have resentment to most of their kids' teachers, to the average teacher. It's outfits like this that are in town. Instead of focusing in on advancing learning, they're here in Philadelphia over July 4th attacking Israel. 18 different motions they have that would say Israel's wrong, we shouldn't be funding them, let's divest. Now that has been viewed by many as anti-Semitism. I believe it is too, this divestment in Israel. That's exactly what it is. And Dan made the point yesterday, Josh Shapiro has been talked about as a potential, if Biden drops out, to be the nominee. But immediately, Dan, I think you're right, he would be outside the party. They're not going to go for that. He's Jewish.
Yep.
They're not going to go for a guy who supports Israel, and isn't that mean? And guess what, Josh Shapiro? You deserve it. You deserve it because you're getting the come around of what this identity politics in this party is about as a white guy who happens to be Jewish and supports Israel. Join the club with the attacks on most white males. And you are a fundamental member of this party. So Newsom, the same thing. They're not going to go with you. They're telling you they're going to go with a loser Kamala Harris if Biden drops out? All righty, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. This is cut 10, Jim. One more thing before we get to Robin Schaefer, our patriot, local patriot of the year today, being honored here at Mulligan's Tavern, 310 West Hildreth Avenue, right in the heart of Wildwood. Wesley Hunt, who's been a great guest on our show, the congressman. I'm going to play you what he told Sage Steele. She's the former ESPN woman who left because she's a bit of a conservative. She now works with Bill Maher, does a podcast through Bill Maher Enterprises. Here is Wesley Hunt talking about what Trump, and I wish Trump would bring this up during the debate, if there is another one with Biden, where Biden talked about withdrawing from Afghanistan, which wasn't easy. Trump got the Taliban in a room with Mike Pompeo, one translator, and told them, we're going to withdraw. If you harm Americans, I will kill you. And then listen to what Wesley Hunt says he dropped in front of the Taliban leader to back up that threat. Here's Congressman Wesley Hunt.
I'm going to give you my favorite President Trump story. This is my number one favorite of all time. When we were negotiating with the Taliban, while President Trump was still the president, President Trump wanted to get out of Afghanistan, but he wanted a conditions-based withdrawal, meaning that you do what we tell you to do, and then we will start pulling troops back slowly as long as you abide by our rules. It's President Trump and Mike Pompeo, and they are talking to Taliban leadership in the room, and they had one translator in the room. President Trump looked at the Taliban leader and said this, I want to leave Afghanistan, but it's going to be a conditions-based withdrawal. And translator translated. And he said, if you harm a hair on a single American, I'm going to kill you. And the translator goes, and Trump goes, tell him, tell him what I said. Reached in his pocket, pulled out a satellite photo of the leader of the Taliban's home and handed it to him.
Shut up.
Got up and walked out the room.
Sure did.
Do you know for 18 months not a single American was killed in Afghanistan?
Sure did.
That's the definition of strength. That's what I'm talking about. And so you could imagine that kind of sentiment being around the world. If we have an embassy in another country, no one's going to touch it because they're going to be fearful that they'll get a Moab on their head. Mm-hmm. That's how President Trump rolls.
That is pretty dramatic. Now, I hope that comes up during a debate. The Biden approach, no one died, by the way, he says, in Afghanistan, just the idiocy. And Trump knowing exactly what to do. Well, they don't care if they die. They do care if they die. They do care if it's going to be. They want others to die and not care. The leadership of the Taliban and these other guys, they all want to live. They're in nice houses usually. I'm going to drop it right on your house. There will be nothing left. And giving a satellite photo of his house. And there were not, to the best of our knowledge, any Americans killed during that part of the withdrawal. Now, that's much different than the Biden approach. But here's the question today. Do you get it? Do you get the winning strategy? I don't want Biden. Every day that Biden's in there, there's more chaos. Yeah, I know we're supposed to say, well, Dom, if you care about the country, though, Biden can't be running the country. He's got other people that have been running it anyhow. Edith Wilson has been running it. Hunter Biden's probably the secretary of Coke and Defense. The sister's probably got a role in there. Come on. So I'm all of a sudden supposed to care about the country to get Biden out. I want him there. He can't go back from that debate, and he can't get around this idea that he had been traveling overseas. He was back 12 days before the debate. That's more than enough time to recover from jet lag and everything else. It's ridiculous. All right, side question today. You're in a room, an elevator, you're trapped. Who is it you don't want to be in that room with all time? Now, we did say a number of women. Hit us with that. We're looking for some men. Any good ones on Twitter so far, Dan, that you happen to see?
We got Mike Lindell, actually, from Tomato Biz.
You know what? I agree with that. Dan, if that had called in, because I just want to show I'm nonpartisan on this, I can't stand it. I mean, those slippers.
Would you like to buy a pair of dream slippers, Dom?
Who is it that's buying the Giza
My pillow?
And the pillow's good. But those slippers are ghastly. My God, if you come into Mulligan's, they'd throw you out if you have those Mike Lindell slippers on. Come on.
Got an exer coming after me for saying that I have a crush on Joy Behar because I bring her up every chance I can, Dom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. So.
And Fisher Pine writes in Harry Sisson, the troll, the 21-year-old Gen Z.
Very good one.
Pro-Biden troll.
Yeah, I do like the first one, though. Mike Lindell hectoring, imagine for hours telling you about the Giza sheets. That would be a winner. So you got to get in early on this. There'll be a lot of good ones. 855-839-1210. Coming up, not even 2 weeks ago. I think the 21st, just a couple days short of 2 weeks ago. We had Scott Presler here. We honored him as the National Patriot of the Year. Coming up, we have a guy jumping out of a plane yesterday.
Yeah, what's that all about?
We'll find out with Robin Schaefer in order to talk about the Protect Our Coast.
Are you still feeling the adrenaline?
Yes, from that. I chickened out. I'm not jumping out of the plane for them. I'll be an MC, but no plane jumping. Is it true that the Protect Our Beaches and Shore, I'm butchering the name intentionally, are actually having people, stop offshore wind, right. Are they actually having people, paratroopers, jumping out of planes to threaten the offshore wind people to let them know you're not coming on those beaches? We'll find out what that's about. He is our local Patriot of the Year.
Mission Wind Possible.
And a little bit later on, we'll have the Republican candidate for Senate, and particularly if Bobby Menendez is able to hang in, which I hope he does, has a really good chance to be the first Republican senator, I think, since 1976. In addition to that, star of the day, Jeff Van Drew here. We don't think he's going to wear the suit today. There's rumor he'll be wearing flip-flops and shorts.
Wow.
See that. That's
impressive.
Hard to believe. And Scotch.
Squatch.
That's at 2 o'clock.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
the C-Squatch. The Scotch is at 1:30. I may have had Scotch once or twice, and our buddy Scott of Mount Laurel is here to do play-by-play commentary on that.
It's a lot of, we got Scott, Scotch, and Squatch.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on here. All right, here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. Love to see you over here at Mulligan's, though. If you're just getting off from work, hang in here now with us. These are big days, but each day that goes by with Biden still in the White House is a good day. If you missed it yesterday, too, I'm going to play you Jay Towne. I asked him, how should Republicans talk about immunity? And he said, when you went to bed on Sunday night into Monday, President of the United States had immunity. We just never emphasized it. When you woke up and saw the Supreme Court decision, he still had immunity. It's always been there. Democrats are not buying that. They're saying that Trump is going to kill people now because of this. And these are the people, the Lincoln Project today, put out this video, Dan, in which they wish prison rape on Steve Bannon. You can take a look at it. Yeah. So,
wow.
I mean, this is what we've now looked.
Just the imagery of what came to my mind.
Steve Bannon, it's not everybody's cup of tea. I mean, I could get him on if I don't know, from Rikers Island, wherever.
Well, everybody has a somebody.
But wishing him to be raped in prison as punishment for helping Trump. These are the Republicans, the Lincoln alleged Republicans. All that straight ahead from Mulligan, Street 10, West Hildreth Avenue in Wildwood.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. 310 West Hildreth Avenue. Johnny Z's, the Summer White House. Those shirts are beautifully done. Johnny with us. And also our Patriot of the Year local division. Last week it was Scott Presler, a couple weeks ago, the national. Proud to present, Kurt, to Robin Schaefer, 2024 Patriot of the Year. And Robin, I think we've been talking with you since the first Dom Giordano Day here at Mulligan's Summer White House. And it made quite an impression on our listeners. You and the forces of these women in Ocean City, the ones I think of most, calling attention to marine life, these whales dying constantly. And then you were a brilliant tactician talking about that, but pivoting to what these maniacs wanted to do to destroy, why people are just hurting themselves right now here to Wildwood, Ocean City, and all that. The beauty of the shore, the magic of it, the memories that they want to destroy. So, Robin, though, why parachuting yesterday to stop the offshore wind?
Well, Dom, thank you so much for having me back on your show. I love talking with you and Dan, and to be here back at Mulligan's is just such a treat and an honor. We haven't tried parachuting yet. That was a new strategy yesterday. So I brought
it. What kind of strategy? What are you doing to these guys?
Well, we parachuted in over Long Beach Island with our big Protect Our Coast flag, and took some photos. And the guys at Skydive East Coast really set us up and did a nice job with that. And we need to do, I think, everything and anything. Leave no stone unturned, because the Murphy and the Biden administration keep pushing these projects, these insane, these reckless projects forward. And if in 2 years we're sitting out on the beaches looking at these things and experiencing all the problems that are associated with them, and we haven't done everything that we can, then we're going to really kick ourselves for not doing it.
Is that the first time you parachuted?
It was the third time I've okay. gone, actually.
Now, John, you told us a story out in the park. I don't forget stuff like this. In the parking lot afterward, how you got out into a hurricane and were surfing when you were a kid.
Yeah.
How foolish that was and how crazy.
Very.
Have you parachuted?
No,
I did.
Thank you.
I did ripcord at Lumberton when they said, would anyone like to go home? It's getting late in the day. All of us raised our hand, and I'm glad that I did. Did you pull your own chute?
No, not this time.
Okay.
Not this time. It's a free fall descent, and the facility that we were skydiving at has a very small landing area where you're coming across the Garden State Parkway and over some trees.
I really
was happy to have somebody with me to guide that descent. So,
well, Phil Murphy, take that. This we mean business with that, and. Robin, thank you very much. You have been an inspiration to us, and people that are nowhere near the Jersey Shore right now are in on this fight, without a doubt. It's one of the biggest linkages we have at the shore, and thanks to you, John, we've been able to bring the Jersey Shore to people here in a fun way at the bar with all the great stuff that's happened. You're all decked out for July 4th here at Mulligan's.
Yes, we are. It's shaping up to be a pretty good-looking weekend weather-wise.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of traffic already coming into town. It's just weird the way that the 4th fell this year.
Right.
You know, it's on a Thursday, so, you know, it's people are coming down earlier than normal, you know. But, yeah, it's shaping up to look pretty good.
Now, how about the menu? Is there a 4th of July menu? Because I happen to have here Biden inflation, how much it's going to cost for every food item imaginable. We love doing this, of course, for 4th of July and barbecue. Most things are up 3 to 5%,
mm-hmm.
but that's on top of the 30% they're up since he's been in office. You put it to what item shocks you in your kitchen here at Mulligan's that has gone up, say, over the 3 years? It's almost hard to believe.
The biggest one is probably seafood,
right.
especially crab meat.
Right.
Crab meat just went bonkers since 2021 or so. You know, $60-$70 a pound for you know, lump crab meat. It's unbelievable. You're starting to see a little bit of stabilization, if not some things coming down, which is a good sign. You just got to deal with it, and you have to adjust accordingly.
What's on the menu? Is there anything special for July 4th?
I'm not sure what those guys are doing for the 4th.
I'm sure
that they have something, you know, special planned.
Okay. Well, John, thank you again. Thank you and your wife for the T-shirts.
Oh,
and whoever
pleasure.
The artist was, this is beautifully done. It's a dream to have this. I mean it literally. It's like the summer White House.
Yep. Jack from the shirt shop in North Wildwood, he was the one that did those shirts. And it's a shame when Scott Pressler was here.
Right. We'll get him one.
Yeah,
we'll
as soon as everything, you know, broke down, and that's when the shirts showed up.
Are they going to be available at the bar? Do you have enough?
They are. We have them for sale right now.
Okay. Do you have pricing, anything? Have you priced them?
They're $25 a shirt.
Okay. Yeah,
and you can just say that's.
And mine is a medium. Nice of you to come up. No, these are stop the shore here. Damn, what the heck? This might be. I think this is mine. It looks like a medium, doesn't it, Dan? No, not, maybe not really. Here, the summer White House, John, and I know your wife had a lot to do with it. Beautifully put. I don't know if that looks like the Wildwood mascot or not. Sea Squatch will be here at 2 o'clock today. Thank you, guys. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Tom.
Much.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thanks.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth Avenue. Robin, stick around Thanks. With us here. We got a few listeners that are. Dan's going to get in the crowd here at Mulligan's. Drew of Upper Darby, who's one of the best on the side question. Dave of Somerset, and I think Rich of Westchester, all here. Scott of Mount Laurel. The Earl of Tacony, of course, here. And bunches of others making their way here. There's a good bit of traffic, but get here before 3 o'clock. We'd love to see you. 855-839-1210. You got the side question, too. Don't wait till the 2 o'clock hour. You can enter and get in there today. And that's simply someone you'd hate to be stuck in a room with. The voice, the ideology, the manner, whatever it might be, or an elevator. Coming off Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Jim, here is cut two. Here is Wasserman Schultz. And Jim, I'm going to stop you a little bit, but it can only take about 30 seconds. Here's what she said. It's only the elites that saw what Biden was like. The average person didn't see it. And if they did, they don't think anything of it. He's good for their life. Here's Wasserman Schultz.
This is a conversation, honestly, John, that is taking place among elites.
I just don't think that's true. Congresswoman, I was out there. I mean, anyone who was anywhere this weekend.
You don't have to think it's true, but I'm telling you that that's...
But I just think that anyone who was anywhere this weekend talking to anybody, the subject of discussion was the debate and was President Biden's performance. I don't think that that discussion is only members of Congress.
Oh, I don't think it's only members of Congress also, but there are certainly a greater breadth of how I would define elites. I mean, my constituents at home, voters across this country, are not going to be focused on what the New York Times or the Atlanta Journal-Constitution
talks
about. There
we go. Thank you, Jim. All right, now you got the full flavor of it. You got to see her in person, too. I was on the Lou Dobbs show with her once in the green room there, and it does get to you. We were trapped. We were both going to be on next, so we weren't going anywhere. May have had to go into the bathroom several times there just to avoid her and her aides that were there. She was nice, but it just is unsightly. Imagine, it's the elites. All right, coming up, we'll talk with a few of the longtime listeners. You hear their voices with us here at Mulligan's. What are they doing here at Mulligan's, Jersey Shore? We welcome you to come here. And momentarily, too, in the 1 o'clock hour, we'll talk with the Republican in person who's running for the Senate. And thanks to Bobby Menendez... The Democrat advance, and thanks to Trump in the recent polling, Trump is neck and neck with Biden in New Jersey. Now, Robin, I just asked you, though. Now, is there any way that you could see Trump winning New Jersey if Biden's on the ticket?
I think especially if Biden's on the ticket. Trump. I see a path for him, and I think a lot of disaffected voters are moving to... Democratic voters mm-hmm. are moving towards RFK's candidacy, or they're going to stay home. They saw what everybody else saw last Thursday. You can't spin that. That was just atrocious.
Okay. Well, winning Jersey. Well, ask Jeff and Drew. Now, that would be the miracle. I'll settle for Virginia, or I'll settle for a New Mexico, one of those states that have been doable.
Well, Reagan won New Jersey, so...
Yeah,
it's out there, you know. So I think New Jerseyans are sick and tired of the business as usual, the way that Democrats have been running this country by fiat, especially.
All right, we'll talk with a couple listeners here, and then the candidate for Senate. We'll ask him. You may have not met him. He runs Congress Hall, where I had my first presidential suite over in Cape May, but he's got a real shot given Trump. Given, as Robin said, people in New Jersey are tired. How much more can you take? And in addition to that, there are issues, including Menendez staying in the race, that may break. And if that happens, we're going to win the Senate, too. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, Don Giordano Show. Where else at Mulligan's, the summer White House, with some of our really best caller listeners and people here all the time. Richard Westchester's with us. If you're watching on YouTube, he's got the Phillies hat on. And Drew of Upper Darby with the tan shirt. Guys, thanks for coming out to Mulligan's today.
Thank you.
So, Rich, we hear you more over the years. Drew is, in my mind, a little bit more recent, but he is a killer on the side question of the day. So, Drew, tell me, you usually wait to the 2 o'clock hour. How are you figuring out what to say on the side question? And what is your answer to today is the person you can't be trapped in a room with?
Well, I thought about that. I can't be anywhere near Nancy Pelosi, so I don't know if that's been said already.
No, that's not been. Okay. That's but, always a word.
You know, Don,
why is it all females? I don't want to be the misogynist, but 5 out of 6 that we've identified so far are females.
Just her resentment of former President Trump. She has treated him so unfairly. Just from the day, like they say, when he walked down that escalator, it's like she just hated him, you know, from the beginning, and no one knows why. You know, that's basically why. She's not very friendly to him.
I got to tell you, too, you sound very young on the air. Do people tell you that? You have a very young-sounding approach. The whole thing that you do on the air is very much that way. No?
I appreciate that, Tom. Yeah. I never heard that, but I know I look a lot older than I am, but...
No, I didn't mean that. It sounds that way. Now, no. Rich of Westchester, Rich, what's your answer today on the side question? Who is it you can't be locked in the room with?
Could you imagine being stuck with John Kerry?
There you
that
go.
That boring is the first. Guy yes. with the bolts yes. on his neck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. The particularly if you're eating a cheesesteak with a hoagie on it. Exactly. So, guys, how are you seeing it, Drew? You call in. You dabble in politics when you call in, too. Today's big story, obviously, they have this betting market, where, and it's pretty accurate how people are feeling, where you can bid on who you want to put money down on to be the nominee or the president. Kamala Harris, earlier this morning, has superseded Joe Biden in the betting markets.
Well,
it's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. 310 West Hildreth Avenue. Johnny Z's the Summer White House. Those shirts are beautifully done. Johnny with us, and also our Patriot of the Year local division. Last week it was Scott Presler. A couple weeks ago, the national. Proud to present, Kurt, to Robin Schaefer, 2024 Patriot of the Year. And Robin, I think we've been talking with you since the first Dom Giordano Day here at Mulligan's Summer White House. And it made quite an impression on our listeners. You and the forces of these women in Ocean City, the ones I think of most, calling attention to marine life, these whales dying constantly. And then you were brilliant, a tactician, talking about that, but pivoting to what these maniacs wanted to do to destroy why people are just hurting themselves right now here to Wildwood, Ocean City, and all that. The beauty of the shore, the magic of it, the memories that they want to destroy. So, Robin, though, why parachuting yesterday to stop the offshore wind?
Well, Dom, thank you so much for having me back on your show. I love talking with you and Dan, and to be here back at Mulligan's is just such a treat and an honor. We haven't tried parachuting yet. That was a new strategy yesterday. So I brought
a minute. What kind of strategy? What are you doing to these guys?
Well, we parachuted in over Long Beach Island with our big Protect Our Coast flag, and took some photos. And the guys at Skydive East Coast really set us up and did a nice job with that. And we need to do, I think, everything and anything to leave no stone unturned, because the Murphy and the Biden administration keep pushing these projects, these insane, these reckless projects forward. And if in 2 years we're sitting out on the beaches looking at these things and experiencing all the problems that are associated with them, and we haven't done everything that we can, then we're going to really kick ourselves for not doing it.
Is that the first time you parachuted?
It was the third time I've gone, okay. Actually.
Now, John, you told us a story out in the park. I don't forget stuff like this. In the parking lot afterward, how you got out into a hurricane and were surfing when you were a kid.
Yeah.
How foolish that was and how crazy.
Very.
Have you parachuted?
No.
I did ripcord at Lumberton when they said, would anyone like to go home? It's getting late in the day. All of us raised our hand, and I'm glad that I did. Did you pull your own chute?
No, not this time. Not this time. It's a free fall descent, and the facility that we were skydiving at has a very small landing area where you're coming across the Garden State Parkway and over some trees.
I really
was happy to have somebody with me to guide that descent. So,
well, Phil Murphy, take that. This, we mean business with that. And Robin, thank you very much. You have been an inspiration to us, and people that are nowhere near the Jersey Shore right now are in on this fight, without a doubt. It's one of the biggest linkages we have at the shore. And thanks to you, John, we've been able to bring the Jersey Shore to people here in a fun way at the bar with all the great stuff that's happened. You're all decked out for July 4th here at Mulligan's.
Yes, we are. It's shaping up to be a pretty good looking weekend weather-wise.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of traffic already coming into town. It's just weird the way that the 4th fell this year.
Right.
You know, it's on a Thursday, so
you know, it's people were coming down earlier than normal, you know. But, yeah, it's shaping up to look pretty good.
Now, how about the menu? Is there a 4th of July menu? Because I happen to have here Biden inflation, how much it's going to cost for every food item imaginable. We love doing this, of course, for 4th of July and barbecue. Most things are up 3 to 5%, mm-hmm. but that's on top of the 30% they're up since he's been in office. You put it to what item shocks you in your kitchen here at Mulligan's that has gone up, say, over the 3 years? It's almost hard to believe.
The biggest one is probably seafood,
right.
Especially crab meat.
Right.
Crab meat just went bonkers since 2021 or so. You know, $60-$70 a pound for you know, lump crab meat. It's just it's unbelievable. You're starting to see a little bit of stabilization,
okay.
If not some things coming down, which is a good sign. But you know, yeah, you just got to you got to deal with it, and you have to adjust accordingly.
What's on the menu? Is there anything special for July 4th?
I'm not sure what those guys are doing for the 4th.
I'm sure
that they have something, you know, special planned.
Okay. Well, John, thank you again. Thank you and your wife for the T-shirts.
Oh,
and whoever
pleasure.
The artist was, this is beautifully done. It's a dream to have this. I mean it literally. It's like the summer White House.
Yep. Jack from the shirt shop in North Wildwood, he was the one that did those shirts. And it's a shame when Scott Pressler was here.
Right. We'll get him one.
Yeah,
we'll
as soon
exactly.
as everything, you know, broke down, and that's when the shirt showed up.
Are they going to be available at the bar? Do you have enough?
They are. We have them for sale right now.
Okay. Do you have pricing, anything? Have you priced them?
They're $25 a shirt.
Okay. Yeah.
And you can just say that's...
And mine is a medium. Nice of you to come up. No, these are Stop the Shore here. Damn, what the heck? This might be, I think this is mine. It looks like a medium, doesn't it, Dan? No, maybe not really. Here, the Summer White House, John, and I know your wife had a lot to do with it. Beautifully put. I don't know if that looks like the Wildwood mascot or not. Sea Squatch will be here at 2 o'clock today. Thank you, guys. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Tom.
Much.
I appreciate
it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth Avenue. Robin, stick around
Thanks.
With us here. We got a few listeners that are, Dan's going to get in the crowd here at Mulligan's. Drew of Upper Darby, who's one of the best on the side question. Dave of Somerset, and I think Rich of Westchester, all here. Scott of Mount Laurel. The Earl of Tacony, of course, here. And bunches of others making their way here. There's a good bit of traffic, but get here before 3 o'clock. We'd love to see you. 855-839-1210. You got the side question, too. Don't wait till the 2 o'clock hour. You can enter and get in there today. And that's simply... someone you'd hate to be stuck in a room with, the voice, the ideology, the manner, whatever it might be, or an elevator. Coming off Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Jim, here is cut two. Here is Wasserman Schultz. And Jim, I'm going to stop you a little bit, but it can only take about 30 seconds. Here's what she said. It's only the elites that saw what Biden was like. The average person didn't see it, and if they did... they don't think anything of it. He's good for their life. Here's Wasserman Schultz.
This is a conversation, honestly, John, that is taking place among elites.
I just don't think that's true.
That
Congresswoman, I was out there. I mean, anyone who was anywhere this weekend.
You don't have to think it's true, but I'm telling you that that's...
But I just think that anyone who was anywhere this weekend talking to anybody, the subject of discussion was the debate and was President Biden's performance. I don't think... that discussion is only members of Congress.
Oh, I don't think it's only members of Congress also. But there are certainly a greater breadth of how I would define elites. I mean, my constituents at home, voters across this country, are not going to be focused on what the New York Times or the Atlanta Journal-Constitution
talks
about.
Thank you, Jim. All right, now you got the full flavor of it. You got to see her in person, too. I was on the Lou Dobbs show with her once in the green room there, and it does get to you. We were trapped. We were both going to be on deck, so we weren't going anywhere. May have had to go into the bathroom several times there just to avoid her and her aides that were there. She was nice, but it just is imagine it's the elites. All right, coming up, we'll talk with a few of the longtime listeners. You hear their voices with us here at Mulligan's. What are they doing here at Mulligan's, Jersey Shore? We welcome you to come here. And momentarily, too, in the 1 o'clock hour, we'll talk with the Republican in person who's running for the Senate. And thanks to Bobby Menendez, the Democrat advance, and thanks to Trump in the recent polling, Trump is neck and neck with Biden in New Jersey. Robin, I just asked you, though. Now, is there any way that you could see Trump winning New Jersey if Biden's on the ticket?
I think especially if Biden's on the ticket. I see Trump. I see a path for him. And I think a lot of disaffected voters are moving to, Democratic voters are moving towards RFK's candidacy, or they're going to stay home. They saw what everybody else saw last Thursday. You can't spin that. That was just atrocious.
Okay. Well, winning Jersey. Well, ask Jeff and Drew. Now, that would be the miracle. I'll settle for Virginia, or I'll settle for a New Mexico, one of those states that have been doable.
Well, Reagan won New Jersey, so...
Yeah,
it's out there, you know. So I think New Jerseyans are sick and tired of the business as usual, the way that Democrats have been running this country by fiat, especially.
All right, we'll talk with a couple of listeners here, and then the candidate for Senate. We'll ask him. You may have not met him. He runs Congress Hall, where I have my first presidential suite over in Cape May. But he's got a real shot, given Trump. Given, as Robin said, people in New Jersey are tired, how much more can you take? And in addition to that, there are issues, including Menendez staying in the race, that may break. And if that happens, we're going to win the Senate, too. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano's show, where else at Mulligan's, the Summer White House, with some of our really best caller listeners that people hear all the time. Richard Westchester's with us. If you're watching on YouTube, he's got the Phillies hat on. And Drew of Upper Darby with the tan shirt. Guys, thanks for coming out to Mulligan's today.
Thank you.
So, Rich, we hear you more over the years. Drew is, in my mind, a little bit more recent, but... He is a killer on the side question of the day. So, Drew, tell me, you usually wait to the 2 o'clock hour. How are you figuring out what to say on the side question? And what is your answer to today's the person you can't be trapped in a room with?
Well, I thought about that. I can't be anywhere near Nancy Pelosi, so I don't know if that's been settled already.
No, that's not been. Okay. That's always a word.
You know, Don,
why is it all females? I don't want to be the misogynist, but 5 out of 6 that we've identified so far are females.
Just her resentment of former President Trump. She has treated him so unfairly. Just from the day, like they say, when he walked down that escalator, it's like she just hated him, you know, from the beginning. And no one knows why. That's basically why. She's not very friendly to him.
I got to tell you, too, you sound very young on the air. Do people tell you that? You have a very young-sounding approach. The whole thing that you do on the air is very much that way. No?
I appreciate that, Tom. Yeah. I never heard that. But I know I look a lot older than I am, but...
No, I didn't mean that. It sounds that way. Now, Rich of Westchester. Rich, what's your answer today on the side question? Who is it you can't be locked in a room with?
Could you imagine being stuck with John Kerry?
There you go. That
boring
is going to first.
Guy with the bolts on his neck.
Yeah, exactly. The particularly if you're eating a cheesesteak with a hoagie on it. Exactly. So, guys, how are you seeing it, Drew? You call in. You dabble in politics when you call in, too. Today's big story, obviously, they have this betting market, where, and it's pretty accurate how people are feeling, where you can bid on who you want to put money down on to be the nominee or the president. Kamala Harris, earlier this morning, has superseded Joe Biden in the betting markets.
Well, Dom, you know, first of all, I would be out on that because you alluded earlier when I called. Dom, I mean this, and I'm not I've never been on a computer in my life. Everything I talk about comes from the heart. And all I do is I just read encyclopedias.
Right.
And, you know, geography and sports. Right. So when it comes to betting online, I couldn't do it.
I don't know how. Rich, you that Kamala Harris is rising past Joe Biden at this point.
I'm betting heavy on Kamala, and then I'm going short on the general election.
That's a good pit. I haven't checked FanDuel today on this on the odds. That's the line of the day. That's right. Let's get her in there. So is that indicative? Right, you're right. Is that Democrat money or is that Trump money trying to conspiracy get Kamala Harris out there, make him believe she's more popular than she is?
She's a hidden treasure. And I think we haven't discovered the true nature.
Right.
Because tomorrow could be yesterday, and then tomorrow is another day.
Exactly. And there will be Venn diagram conventions at the White House. We'll know that. That's her favorite object. Well, guys, thanks for coming all the way. Yeah, Drew, yeah.
Thanks, Tom. You know, I was speaking with Earl earlier. Yeah. This is right up his alley. There's a song by Neil Diamond called Cracklin' Rosie.
Yes.
And I was just maybe if Earl can do his magic and change it, called Cacklin' Kamala. And he could throw some words in there, and I think it would work out pretty good.
Thank you, Drew. It's such a pleasure to meet you. We love your calls. You too, Rich. And thanks for coming out here to Mulligan. Just two of our regular guys here. Come on out and meet some of the crew. And coming up, we're going to be talking with the Republican candidate for the Senate, Curtis Bashaw, who is a local business guy, Congress Hall and the like. He's got a real shot to be the next senator from New Jersey. And, Robin, how do you handicap, you all things Jersey here, one of our Jersey guys, I handicap this race. If Menendez is in there, somehow or another, he pulls 6 to 7% of the vote, and the Republican can slip through here.
I think it's possible. I really do. And I've met Curtis several times, and I know that he is a great person, a great human being, and I think that he would do wonders for the state of New Jersey. We need somebody who actually has integrity in Washington representing us, and none of the candidates that are running on the Democratic side have that. Menendez will probably draw a few percent if he's on the ballot, and we have a machine politician in Andy Kim on the who might as well just have Menendez. I mean, it's basically the same flavor.
Exactly. Yeah, but there is a real shot this time, and it would go a long way towards sealing the Senate. That's the big news here. This would be a key outpost. If we win the presidency, we need the Senate, too.
Absolutely. And it's such a key for our fight against the misadventure that offshore wind represents. I mean, all the if we can get the House, the Senate, and the presidency, it's done.
It's
completely
done. Absolutely.
And
well, we have the parachute troops. I'm impressed with that. Still, I'm Phil Murphy. You're parachuting in. He's got to get his attention.
We're gonna form a new paratroopers part of Protect Our Coast, New Jersey, and that's you're the first one to hear it, so
I'm a land force.
We need volunteers, though. We don't have a whole lot of volunteers yet for that.
Okay.
But,
all right, we got a few here. Okay, a few of your guys are here. All right, we'll talk with the candidate next, and we'll get your calls at 855-839-1210. Remember, we're at Mulligan's today. You're headed anywhere to the Jersey Shore, anywhere in the area. You got to pop in, at least have a beer with us. Meet some of these great folks. 310 West Hildreth Avenue. In Wildwood.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, Dom Giordano show, where else? At Mulligan's, the summer White House, with some of our really best caller listeners that people hear all the time. Richard Westchester's with us. If you're watching on YouTube, he's got the Phillies hat on. And Drew of Upper Darby with the tan shirt. Guys, thanks for coming out to Mulligan's today.
Thank you.
So, Rich, we hear you more over the years. Drew is, in my mind, a little bit more recent, but he is a killer on the side question of the day. So, Drew, tell me, you usually wait to the 2 o'clock hour. How are you figuring out what to say on the side question? And what is your answer to today's the person you can't be trapped in a room with?
Well, I thought about that. I can't be anywhere near Nancy Pelosi, so I don't know if that's been said already.
No, that's not been. That's always a word.
You know, Don,
why is it all females? I don't want to be the misogynist, but 5 out of 6 that we've identified so far are females.
Just her resentment of former President Trump. She has treated him so unfairly. Just from the day, like they say, when he walked down that escalator, it's like she just hated him, from the beginning, and no one knows why. That's basically why. She's not very friendly to him.
I got to tell you, too, you sound very young on the air. Did people tell you that? You have a very young-sounding approach. The whole thing that you do on the air is very much that way. No?
I appreciate that, Tom. Yeah. I never heard that, but I know I look a lot older than I am, but...
No, I didn't mean that. It sounds that way. Now, Rich of Westchester, Rich, what's your answer today on the side question? Who is it you can't be locked in the room with?
Could you imagine being stuck with John Kerry?
There you go.
That boring guy with the bolts on his neck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. The particularly if you're eating a cheesesteak with a hoagie on it. Exactly. So, guys, how are you seeing it, Drew? You call in, you dabble in politics when you call in, too. Today's big story, obviously, they have this betting market, where, and it's pretty accurate how people are feeling, where you can bid on who you want to put money down on to be the nominee or the president. Kamala Harris, earlier this morning, has superseded Joe Biden in the betting markets.
Well, Dom, first of all, I would be out on that because you alluded earlier when I called. Dom, I mean this, and I'm not I've never been on a computer in my life. Everything I talk about comes from the heart. And all I do is I just read encyclopedias.
Right.
And, geography and sports. Right. So when it comes to betting online, I couldn't do it. I don't know how.
You, Rich,
I don't know how.
You that Kamala Harris is rising past Joe Biden at this point.
I'm betting heavy on Kamala, and then I'm going short on the general election.
That's a good fit. I haven't checked FanDuel today on this on the odds. That's the line of the day. That's right. Let's get her in there. So is that indicative? Right, you're right. Is that Democrat money or is that Trump money trying to conspiracy get Kamala Harris out there, make him believe she's more popular than she is?
She's a hidden treasure. And I think we haven't discovered the true nature.
Right.
Because tomorrow could be yesterday, and then tomorrow is another day.
Exactly. And there will be Venn diagram conventions at the White House. We'll know that. That's her favorite object. Well, guys, thanks for coming all the way. Yeah, Drew,
thanks, Tom. I was speaking with Earl earlier. Yeah. This is right up his alley. There's a song by Neil Diamond called Cracklin' Rosie.
Yes.
And I was just, maybe if Earl can do his magic and change it, called Cacklin' Kamala. And he could throw some words in there, and I think it would work out pretty good.
Thank you, Drew. It's such a pleasure to meet you. We love your calls. You too, Rich. And thanks for coming out here to Mulligan. Just two of our regular guys here. Come on out and meet some of the crew. And coming up, we're going to be talking with the Republican candidate for the Senate, Curtis Bashaw, who is a local business guy, Congress Hall and the like. He's got a real shot to be the next senator from New Jersey. And, Robin, how do you handicap? You're all things Jersey here, one of our Jersey guys. I handicap this race. If Menendez is in there, somehow or another, he pulls 6-7% of the vote, and the Republican can slip through here.
I think it's possible. I really do. And I've met Curtis several times, and I know that he is a great person, a great human being, and I think that he would do wonders for the state of New Jersey. We need somebody who actually has integrity in Washington representing us, and none of the candidates that are running on the Democratic side have that. Menendez will probably draw a few percent if he's on the ballot, and we have a machine politician in Andy Kim on the who might as well just have Menendez. I mean, it's the same basically the same flavor.
Exactly. Yeah, but there is a real shot this time, and it would go a long way towards sealing the Senate. That's the big news here. This would be a key outpost. If we win the presidency, we need the Senate, too.
Absolutely. And it's such a key for our fight against the misadventure that offshore wind represents. I mean, all the if we can get the House, the Senate, and the presidency, it's done.
It's
completely
done. Absolutely.
Done. And
well, we have the parachute troops. I'm impressed with that. Still, I'm Phil Murphy. You're parachuting in. He's got to get his attention.
We're gonna form a new paratroopers part of Protect Our Coast, New Jersey, and that's you're the first one to hear it, so
I'm a land force.
We need volunteers, though. We don't have a whole lot of volunteers yet for that.
Okay.
But,
all right, we got a few here. Okay. A few of your guys are here. All right, we'll talk with the candidate next, and we'll get your calls at 855-839-1210. Remember, we're at Mulligan's today. You're headed anywhere to the Jersey Shore, anywhere in the area. You got to pop in, at least have a beer with us. Meet some of these great folks. 310 West Hildreth Avenue. In Wildwood.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.